We have 400,000 Brits who live in Florida.
David Prodger was appointed the British Consul General to Florida in 2014 and is the senior UK official in the Consulate General, which is a subordinate office to the embassy and is located in Miami. He is traveling the state talking about the special relationship between the UK and the Sunshine State, including here in the Panhandle.
Firstly, because we have lots of British military in the area. We have a trainer who is at Cory Station. I'm going down to Eglin this afternoon to see a team there. So that part of the relationship is absolutely critical to us, and Florida looms large in our security partnership. Secondly, it's looking at business opportunities. So there's a lot going on up here in Northwest Florida. Some fantastic opportunities around cyber, aerospace, advanced engineering, manufacturing. So we're always looking where we can make those partnerships, whether that's on a business basis or whether it's on a research collaboration basis. And thirdly, it's the politics. You know, we're coming up to midterms. This is an interesting part of the state and very different to where I'm based down in Southeast Florida. So it's just getting a feel for how things look on that side.
Pensacola, of course, is known as the City of Five Flags. And for 18 years, it was the flag of England that flew over the city.
For me, it was interesting to see the cantonment. Cantonments have got very British connotations, and that ancient history and the fort and the history that we have, even though it was a relatively short period of time, the influence went on much later and much earlier than that. So we're proud of those links. I know it's not always been an easy history, but we've got over now that 240 years in. So that relationship is as strong, if not stronger, than it's ever been.
As the UK's Consul General in the state, Prodger has an important role to play in relations between Florida and British citizens living, working, and visiting here.
Well, I've got many roles. I run the sort of branch office of the embassy, really. So obviously we have a consular responsibility to Brits here. So if they get into trouble or get injured, then we will help them. That's our primary role in terms of the British population here. But a big chunk of what I do is around prosperity, and that's about helping to grow the economy, grow jobs on both sides of the Atlantic. So that's helping British companies export to Florida or invest in Florida, where we have a great partnership with Enterprise Florida and the local enterprise agencies throughout the state, or encouraging Florida companies to invest in the UK economy. And I think on areas where the Panhandle is particularly strong in Northwest Florida in terms of those knowledge-based industries. So we're thinking about tech, we're thinking about robotics. I had a fantastic visit yesterday about robotics. That's a very good example of areas where we're looking to make those collaborations, because robotics, autonomous vehicles, oceans, they're all priority areas for us in terms of our own future economy. We've just published something called the Clean Growth Strategy, which is around how we basically decarbonize the UK economy and focus it onto the knowledge-based industries of the future. And things like robotics, things like cyber, things like tech, things like design, creative industries are all right at the heart of that. And this is an area, obviously, where this region is particularly strong.
One of the issues facing the UK is the implementation of Brexit over the next few years. Prodger says he does not see his mission changing in a post-Brexit world.
In many ways, I think we see Brexit as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to reestablish the UK as a global trader. We always have been. You know, that has in many ways defined who we are in terms of our commercial activity. And being outside the EU will give us the scope to actually make those deals with the partners we want to. I mean, if you just take a few weeks ago, we had the Commonwealth Summit in the UK. This is 53 nations that represent something like 2 billion people, 60% of whom are under the age of 30. You know, that is a huge opportunity for us, the UK, and we should be making more of that. And I think Brexit will allow us to do that in a much more fluid and flexible way. So there are big opportunities there. And here in Florida, when I talk to big business about the impact of Brexit on their business relationships with the UK, it's nearly universally positive. Brexit is a risk, and big business will factor it in as a risk, but it's only one of many. And it's certainly not the biggest one on top of the list. So they've still got access to that talent in the UK, the infrastructure, the language, the business culture. None of that has changed. So I think this is going to be an interesting and very positive opportunity for UK and UK-US relations.
And there is one more taste of the Panhandle Prodger has on his list before he heads back to the Consulate General in Miami. He hopes to take in a Blue Wahoos game this week. Bob Barrett, WWF News.